This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today, we're looking at a fascinating new study from the journal Clinical Neurology and Neurosurgery, published in 2026. It's a systematic review and meta-analysis titled Clinical Response After Cerebrospinal Fluid Shunting in Complex versus Pure Idiopathic Normal Pressure Hydrocephalus.
This is a topic that hits home for anyone who spends time in a high-volume NPH clinic. We all know the classic presentation, but the reality is that our patients are rarely pure cases. Ilara, before we dive into the data, let's define the terminology the authors used here. What exactly are they calling complex INPH?
Great starting point. The study defines pure INPH as patients who present with the classic clinical triad and imaging findings without significant confounding pathologies. Complex INPH, on the other hand, refers to those patients where INPH coexists with other neurodegenerative or vascular diseases. We're talking about Alzheimer's disease markers, Parkinsonian features, or significant subcortical ischemic vascular disease.
Right. And that's the million-dollar question in the OR and the clinic. If a patient has significant white matter disease or comorbid AD, are we actually helping them by placing a VP shunt? Or are we just subjecting them to a procedure with diminishing returns? What did this meta-analysis find regarding the clinical response?
The authors highlighted a critical gap in how we synthesize these outcomes. Traditionally, many surgeons were hesitant to shunt the complex group, fearing the comorbidities would mask any benefit from CSF diversion. However, this systematic review shows that while pure INPH patients generally show a more robust and predictable improvement, the complex group still demonstrates a significant clinical response after shunting.
That's a vital distinction. It's not a binary yes or no outcome. It's about the magnitude of the response. Did the study break down which symptoms improved most in those complex cases?
It did. As we might expect, gait remains the most responsive symptom across both groups. Even in the presence of vascular disease, CSF shunting provided a measurable improvement in mobility. The area where the complex versus pure distinction became most apparent was in cognitive outcomes. Patients with comorbid neurodegenerative markers, specifically those suggesting Alzheimer's, had a much more attenuated response in their cognitive scores compared to the pure INPH cohort.
Which makes sense biologically. A shunt can't reverse amyloid plaques or tau tangles, but it can improve the hydrocephalic component of their cognitive slowing. For a resident or a student listening, how did the authors handle the vascular side of the complex definition? Because almost every 80-year-old has some degree of small vessel disease on their MRI.
Exactly. The paper notes that vascular disease frequently coexists with INPH, creating a complex presentation. The meta-analysis suggests that vascular burden doesn't necessarily disqualify a patient from shunting. In fact, some of the synthesized data showed that patients with vascular complex INPH still achieved meaningful improvements in their activities of daily living, even if their pure counterparts hit higher benchmarks on functional scales.
It's about managing expectations. I often tell my residents that for a complex patient, a success might mean they stay at home rather than moving to assisted living, even if they still need a walker. Now, looking at the meta-analysis aspect of this 2026 paper, how did they address the heterogeneity of the studies? Because NPH research is notoriously varied in how it measures improvement.
That was one of their major hurdles. They used standardized mean differences to compare outcomes across different scales, like the Rankine scale or the NPH recovery scale. They emphasized that while complex presentations remain poorly synthesized in older literature, the more recent prospective cohorts they analyzed provide a clearer picture. Shunting is effective, but the ceiling for recovery is lower in the complex group.
So the take-home message for the practicing neurosurgeon from this study?
I think the authors would say, don't count out the complex patient. The coexistence of neurodegenerative or vascular disease should be a tool for counseling, not a reason for exclusion. We need to be honest with families that the complex patient might not have a miracle recovery, but the clinical response is still statistically and clinically significant.
Well put. It's about shifting the narrative from will they get better to how much will they get better, and identifying which symptoms, like gait, are most likely to respond despite the comorbidities.
Exactly. And this study provides the evidence-backed backbone we need to have those tough conversations in the clinic.
Excellent summary, Ilara. This meta-analysis definitely adds a layer of nuance to our understanding of CSF dynamics in the aging brain. That's all for today's episode of the Neurosurgery Hub podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll link the 2026 paper in the show notes. See you next time.